The south branch of the Root River starts essentially as a drainage ditch in Maurer County. From there it builds into a wide, slow-moving, warm water river, common in most parts of Minnesota. But then, near Forestville State Park, the river literally disappears, sucked underground into a network of Swiss cheese-like holes typical in southeastern Minnesota. By the time it resurfaces, the water is a cool 48 degrees, a perfect temperature for brown trout and even sensitive brook trout. The colder the water, the more oxygen it holds to help fish thrive. Earlier this year, Sports of Yield magazine said the Root River Valley has some of the best wild trout fishing in the country. But State Trout Unlimited chairman Elliot Olson says the Root is threatened.
You know, it's just, I have become, in the last few years, just sort of very disheartened on the fact that we have such a great heritage here, we have such great natural resources, and everybody, to a certain extent, takes it for granted. And it's, and I see it being lost.
Olson is worried about a new ethanol plant under construction near Preston. The Southeast Minnesota Ethanol Dry Mill Cooperative will take more than 5 million bushels of corn a year from local farmers and make ethanol to add to gasoline. In the process, the plant will empty more than 90,000 gallons of steaming wastewater into Preston's sewage treatment plant every day. Another similar amount will flow into holding basins maintained by the plant. Olson has concerns about both waste streams, but it's the water from the treatment plant that will ultimately flow into the Root River. Olson says the plant went up before officials even knew if the effluent would increase the river's temperature. He also says the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency allowed construction without an important wastewater permit.
You don't know whether it is going to be harmful or not. You don't know whether it's going to be feasible to construct it in the manner in which they're doing it. So what they're doing is saying it's better to ask forgiveness than permission. We'll build this, we'll put in millions of dollars into this plant, and then we'll say, who in the state legislature, who in the governor's office has got the guts to stop us now? We've put all this money into it.
MPCA officials admit the agency's interpretation of the permit law is less strict than that of Trout Unlimited. Elliot Olson says no part of the plant should have been built until all permits had been issued. Despite those concerns, the co-op's gleaming steel silos are already a fixture on the north side of town. MPCA Regional Supervisor David Corton says the agency is confident the discharge to the holding basin will ultimately comply with state laws that control toxics and flow volume.
They could add more wastewater treatment if it was felt necessary. There's nothing has happened that cannot, that there could not be something added, a unit treatment unit added or whatever that would easily, we feel, take care of any concerns that parties might have in this case.
Since Trout Unlimited raised concerns, the MPCA looked into possible temperature increases. Corton says people are overstating the threat. The agency maintains once the 100-degree effluent from the plant mixes with the rest of the city's waste and moves through the treatment process, any temperature increase will be insignificant.
We do not believe that, as we calculated it, the maximum rise of a half degree in the winter especially is a cause of concern for the receiving waters.
Representatives with Trout Unlimited are not taking the MPCA's word for it. They point out while the MPCA requires temperature monitoring of discharged water, the agency does not list any specific maximum temperature. In addition, the MPCA and the city have to rely on data supplied by the ethanol plant itself. John Hunt is a Minneapolis environmental engineer and is volunteering his expertise to Trout Unlimited. He says water temperature fluctuations are hard to calculate, and a trout stream needs to be ideal for trout every day. Any significant increase would create an uninhabitable stretch of river downstream of the Preston treatment plant. And he says this may only be the beginning of industrial development in the region.
If this is a situation where there will be future permits in the watershed, one by one, if this type of discharge is deemed suitable use of the resource, it may be that the stream will sort of die a slow death as opposed to a quick death.
The new ethanol plant in Preston is the kind of development many cities are seeking, a state-of-the-art facility that adds value to local farmers' crops. The economics seem sound. The concern on the part of some environmental watchdogs is whether the environment will pay the price. Trout Unlimited is getting legal help from the Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy. MCEA is considering a suit against the plant for violating the permit rules. Senior attorney Mark Van Eyck says even preparing the site for construction before the permit is issued is against state law.
Environmental groups are having to be what we would call a shadow agency, where the agency is just not doing its job. They seem to be kind of acting as a referee, tossing up the ball, issuing the permit that the industry or the city proposes. And if the environmental groups don't show up to do the job that the agency used to do, it just doesn't get done.
Representatives from Trout Unlimited wonder if Preston is an example of situations around the region that have gone undetected. MPCA officials insist the plant has all the permits it needs so far and point out it will be the city of Preston's responsibility to monitor discharge from the sewage treatment plant to the Root River. In Rochester, I'm Art Hughes, Minnesota Public Radio.